Hello, this is Joey. I'm interviewing Mike Nicodis 3. Mike, how are you?
All right.
What's that on your arms?
Scars.
Scars from what?
Cutting.
Did you do them yourself?
Yeah.
Why did you do? Why'd you cut them?
I don't know. I guess a lot of anxiety and depression.
So, what's this big long one right there from?
I cut that one last year on my stepfather's anniversary of his death.
So your dad died and you cut yourself?
Yeah.
Was you very close to your dad?
Yeah. I could have been closer, but, you know, I thought we were closer than we really were.
So, what's that one right there from?
I just kept cutting. Sometimes I couldn't stop.
Was there certain things that drove you to cut, or was it just like you was mad, so you figured I'm just gonna cut, damn it?
When I was younger, I never hurt anybody. I can never hurt anybody. Now it's different. I mean, I can hurt people now. I want to hurt people now. When I was younger, I could never hurt nobody. So every time I wanted to hurt somebody, I had to hurt myself instead to take the anger out that I wanted to. You know, I wanted to hurt someone else, so instead of hurting them, I hurt myself.
Did you ever go to counseling for this?
A lot. I went to a lot of counseling ever since I was 9 years old.
What did all your counselors tell you, and why didn't it help?
Every counselor I've ever been to all tell me the same thing. To all tell me all these different diagnoses I have, and all put me on all these medications that don't even help. They're the people that screwed me up.
Well, how did they screw you up?
I don't know, it's because at first, when my dad did die, my mom put me in JBI and told him I was depressed, and, you know, told him all kinds of stuff that wasn't true. She told him a lot of stuff that I did at the funeral that I didn't do. I didn't cry at the funeral, and she told him that, and they figured, you know, if a kid's dad died, I'd think he would cry. So she put me in there and said that I was depressed, and, you know, they gave me all kinds of medications and stuff, and that started screwing me up. But I don't know. Then I just kept on going in and out of mental hospital until I got in trouble with the law. It was on my dad's anniversary of his death. I didn't feel like going to school, so I broke into a house that no one was living in, and just stay there and just cut up inside the house. And while I was cutting up, I got the apartment was getting shown off because people were getting ready to move into it, and they unlocked the door and came in while I was cutting up. I think I was only 12 when that happened.
How old was you when you first came here?
14.
So, what do you think of it here right now? Are you trying to get out, or are you just still, what are you trying to do to get out of here?
I don't really know. No one's been telling me anything, you know. You know how that is. No one tells you a lot around here.
Yeah, I know how you feel. I got faith in you, baby. I do. I hope you really learn to stop doing that, man, because really don't look good on you. Well, this is it for the interview. Bye.